And I had many, many PowerPoint slides to accompany my sermon.
今朝早我本来有好多幻灯要同大家分享。
For the purpose of grabbing and keeping your attention,
是为了等大家有多啲可以注意到我讲嘅嘢。
And providing us the opportunity not to read all scriptures in both languages, but we're going to have to do that this morning.
亦是为了我们可以节省一些时间，不用用两种语言来读我要讲的圣经金句。
Now, as I speak, feel free to imagine what kind of slide I would be showing to enhance this message.
在我讲的时候，你们大家可以自由地想象我要给你们 看的幻灯片。
Upon graduating from high school or college, or upon getting your driver's license or your voter registration card, or maybe having a book published or an award granted, you often feel a sense of pride or accomplishment.
当我们在高中毕业的时候，或者是大学毕业的时候，或者是得到你的驾驶照，或者你已经够年龄可以去选举，或者当你有书是出版了，或者得到了一定的成就，你都会觉得很自豪。
You will have accomplished something noteworthy. You will have succeeded at something.
你完成了一个值得关注的事情，你在某一样事情上成功了。
And as you move forward in life, you hope for or you desire to move from one success to another success.
在人生的道路上，你会很希望可以从一个成功到另一个成功，在你的人生路上有所成就。
But how do you define success?
但是你怎样定义成功呢？
And how do you become successful and move from one success to another success?
你怎样从一个成功转到下一个成功，再继续的成功？
Well, this morning I'm going to offer to you my answers to these very important questions.
今天我要向你提供我可以给你的一个回答。
First, what is success?
第一，什么是成功呢？
Now, I would caution you against defining or understanding success as many in our world define or understand success.
我想告诫你，不要像世人一样的去理解成功。
Success is not defined.It is not measured by the amount of wealth or possessions that you gain.
成功应该不是用你所能得到的金钱或者物质来量度的。
Or by the prestige or the honor or the position you earn.
也不是从你能得到的威望、荣誉和地位。
Or by the level of comfort and ease you enjoy in this life.
或者你可以怎样轻松和舒适地过生活。
I'd like you to consider the words of some people whom we would quickly describe as successful.
我在这里想跟你分享一下一些有名的成功的人，他们是怎样来定义成功的。
Albert Einstein developed the theory of relativity.
相对论的创始者爱因斯坦。
And he said, try not to become a man of success, rather become a man of value.
他说，尽量不要成为一个成功的人，而要成为一个有价值的人。
Albert Schweitzer, a great humanitarian and a physician.
史维特一个人道主义者和一个有名的医生。
He said, success is not the key to happiness.
他说成功不是幸福的关键。
Happiness is the key to success.
而幸福是成功的关键。
If you love what you are doing, you will be successful.
如果你喜爱你所做的，你就会成功。
Sir Richard Branson, who is the founder of the Virgin Group and is worth $5 billion, this is what he said. Too many people measure how successful they are by how much money they make or the people they associate with. In my opinion, true success should be measured by how happy you are.
布兰森爵士，他是维珍集团的创始人，他说很多人都用赚到多少钱和他们能有多少人有关来量度成功，但是在我的看法里面，成功是以你的幸福程度来衡量。
Mark Cuban, who's a regular on the television program Shark Tank, and he owns the Dallas Mavericks.
马克·古巴，一个出名的节目主持人。
He said, to me, the definition of success is waking up in the morning with a smile on your face, knowing it's going to be a great day.
对我来讲，定义成功是每天早上你醒来的时候可以微笑，知道那天会是很好的一天。
He says, I was happy and felt like I was successful when I was poor, living with six guys in a three-bedroom apartment, sleeping on the floor.
他说，在我还很贫穷的时候，我就觉得我很成功，虽然当时我是跟六个人住在一个三房的公寓里面。
And finally, Warren Buffett, who has a net worth of around $77 billion.
最后是巴菲特，一个有77亿财产的人。
He said, "I measure success by how many people love me."
他说，我衡量成功是在看有多少人爱我。
Now you should consider very carefully what these successful people have to say about success.
我们都应该仔细地去思想这些成功的人是怎么说成功的。
Their understanding of success is quite different from what most people in the world would say about success.
他们的理解跟很多世人有一些不同。
Now, even more importantly, you should consider what the Bible has to say about success.
更重要的是，我们应该思想圣经是怎么样教导我们有关成功的。
Now I'm going to read a passage in English, and then Vindy can do it in Chinese. I'm going to read first of all from Romans chapter 8, verses 28 and 29.
我们现在来看使罗马书里面使徒保罗是怎样讲的，在罗马书的八章二十八到二十九节。
And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his Son.
我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
And now, 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 17 and 18.
现在在哥多林后书三章十七到十八节。
Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom.And we who with unveiled faces all reflect the Lord's glory are being transformed into his likeness with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit.
主就是那灵，主的灵在哪里，哪里就得以自由。我们众人既然敞着脸，得以见主的荣光， 就像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。
And now Philippians chapter 3, verses 7 and 8.
现在是腓立比书三章七到八节。
But whatever was to my profit, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them rubbish that I may gain Christ.
只是我先前以为与我有益的，我现在因基督都当作有损的。不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因为以我认识我主基督耶稣为至宝，我为他已丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。
According to the Bible, true success is measured by how closely you come.To resembling or imitating Jesus.
根据圣经，真正的成功是在看你可以相似或者模仿基督。
Your focus in life must be to gain Christ, or to be transformed into His likeness, or to reflect Him.
你人生的重点应该是为了得着基督，或者转变成他的样子，去反映他。
As you think, speak, and act more like Jesus, you will be known by God and by others as having been a success in this life.
如果你的思想你的言语和你的行动都可以更像基督，你就会得到神和其他人的认识，你是成功的。
Now that we have an idea of what success looks like, the next question is, how can we become successful and move from one success to another success?
现在我们有了一点印象，知道成功应该是怎么样的。下一个问题是，我们怎么样才可以从一个成功到下一个成功，再到下一个成功呢？
How can we become more and more and more like Jesus?
我们怎样才能更像、更像、更像耶稣呢？
I have two suggestions for you.
我有两个建议。
My first suggestion is to make your bed.
我第一个建议是你早上起来铺床。
I hope you caught that. I did say make your bed.
我希望你听清楚了，我说的是早上起来铺床。
Now some of you are chuckling because you've never heard of any theological or biblical teaching about making your bed.
我想你可能觉得很好笑，因为你从来没有听过任何的一个神学或者圣经的教导是要你早上起来铺床。
But you may remember these following stories. First of all, John chapter 5, verses 5 to 9.
但是你有可能有记得这一些圣经的故事。
Now a certain man was there who had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he already had been in that condition a long time, he said to him, Do you want to be made well? The sick man answered him, Sir, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up, but while I am coming, another steps down before me. Jesus said to him, Rise, take up your bed, and walk.And immediately the man was made well, took up his bed, and walked.
在约翰福音五章五到九节，在那里有一个人病了38年， 耶稣看见他躺着，知道他病了很久，就问他，你要痊愈吗？病人回答说，先生，水冻的时候没有人把我放在池子里，我去的时候就有别人比我先下去。耶稣对他说，起来，拿起你的褥子走吧。那人立即痊愈，就拿起褥子走了。
Now consider Acts chapter 9 verses 32 to 34.
现在来看使徒行传。
Now it came to pass as Peter went through all parts of the country that he also came down to the saints who dwelt in Lydda. There he found a certain man named Aeneas, who had been bedridden 8 years and was paralyzed. And Peter said to him, Aeneas, Jesus the Christ heals you. Arise and make your bed. Then he rose immediately.
使徒行传九章三十二到三十四节，彼得周游四方的时候，也到了居住吕大的圣徒那里，看见一个人名叫以利亚，得了瘫痪，在床上躺卧八年。彼得对他说，以利亚，耶稣基督医好你了，起来收拾你的床。他就立即起来了。
Now, have you ever wondered why the men were told to take up or to make their beds as soon as they were healed?
你有没有想过为什么这些人在他们得到痊愈之后就被命令要马上把他们的床铺收起来呢？
Now, I would not make a theology of bed making based upon the illustration.
我并不是想在这些想法上面做一套理论。
But I do believe that there is something psychologically powerful about making your bed.
但是我确实相信，在心理上是有一个强大的东西，每天早上你铺你的床。
And I discovered this through Admiral William H. McRaven.
我是从海军上将麦克雷文的演讲里面想到的。
He retired as a four-star admiral. He was a Navy SEAL for 37 years, and his final assignment was as commander of all U.S. Special Operation Forces.
他在海军服务了37年，他退休的时候是一个四星的海军上将。
Recently, he gave a commencement speech at the University of Texas.
最近他在德州大学的一个开始演讲里面这样讲。
Here's a part of what he said. If you make your bed every morning, you will have accomplished the first task of the day.
他这样讲，如果每天早上你起来就把床铺好，你会完成了这一天里面第一个任务。
It will give you a small sense of pride, and it will encourage you to do another task and another and another.
你会为此感到自豪，而且你会得到。
By the end of the day, that one task completed will have turned into many tasks completed.
你会有勇气做一个又一个的任务，当那天结束的时候，一件小事的完成会让你完成了很多其他的事情。
Making your bed will also reinforce the fact that little things in life matter.
铺床这样小的事情会说明很小的事情也会是很重要的。
And then he says, if you can't do the little things right, you will never do the big things right.
而且如果你小事做不好的话，大事可能也做不好。
So I would suggest that to make your bed upon being healed or to make your bed upon first waking up is to experience an immediate success with a simple, mundane, routine task.
所以我的建议是， 如果刚刚病好的人，或者每天早上起来，你就马上把床铺好的话，你是在一件很简单、平凡和常规的事情上成功了。
And if you can succeed at a simple, mundane, routine task, you will have primed or prepared yourself through this discipline to succeed at other more important or difficult tasks, like walking in health and accomplishing and overcoming great challenges.
而如果你可以在这一件简单、平凡、常规的事情上成功的话，你就准备好了自己可以去面对或者克服更大、更困难的任务。
Now, one of the greater challenges, which is my second suggestion for success, is to read your Bible.
而一个大一点的挑战，或者是我第二个建议，就是要读圣经。
What excuses have you used for not making your bed every morning when you wake up?
每天早上你起来的时候不想铺床，你用的是什么样的借口呢？
Well, they might be, it's such a small thing, it doesn't matter, I can ignore it.
有可能是这是一件非常小的事情，没有人会在意，我可以不管它。
Or, who cares, no one will notice.
或者说有谁会在意呢？没有人会注意到的。
Or, it's not my responsibility, let my mom or let my spouse do it.
或者说这不是我的责任，我的妈妈或者我的配偶可以帮我做。
Or, why bother, I'll just have to unmake it tonight to go back to sleep. I've got better things to do with my time.
或者说干嘛要费这个心呢？我晚上睡觉的时候还是要把床弄乱的。我有更多的事，其他事情要做。
Or how about I'm too tired or groggy?
或者说我还没睡醒，我还很累。
Or I'm in a rush, I just don't have the time.
我急着要出门，我没有时间。
Now what excuses have you used for not reading your Bible?
你不想读圣经的时候用的又是怎样的借口呢？
Aren't they very similar to the ones you use for not making your bed?
是不是跟你不想铺床的借口差不多？
You see, making your bed requires focus and determination.
你要知道，每天早上铺床是需要专注的决心。
Reading your Bible requires focus and determination.
读圣经也需要专注和决心。
To do either requires discipline.
这两件事都需要自律。
And I'm suggesting that if you can discipline yourself to make your bed, and that really is an easy discipline, you can also discipline yourself to read your Bible.
我的建议是，如果你能自律自己每天早上起来把床铺好的话，你应该也可以训练自己读圣经。
And if you can experience success in these two disciplines, you can experience success after success after success in even more difficult challenges.
如果你可以在这两件事情上成功的话，你就可以面对更多更大的挑战，在其他的事情上成功。
Now, do you remember what Jesus said in the parable of the talents in Matthew chapter 25?
你有没有记得耶稣在马太福音里面讲到人才的比喻？
He said, "Well done, good and faithful servant."
他说：“你这又善良忠心的仆人。”你在不多的事上有忠心。
You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness.
你在不多的事上有忠心，我要把许多的事派你管理，你可以进来享受你主人的快乐。
And so if you can discipline yourself to be successful with a few simple things in life, you will become more successful in the greater things in life.
如果你能在小的事情上自律而成功的话，你在大的事情上也可以得到成功。
The discipline of reading your Bible will inform you and help you to become more successful in the greater things in this life.
训练你自己读圣经可以帮助你在更大的事情上，人生的路上得到成功。
Now there are many Bible verses that speak to this reality, but I'm going to wrap it up with two passages to make my point.
圣经里面有很多经句都在讲这件事，但是我现在只是跟你分享其中的两段。
First of all, Psalm 119, verses 97 to 105.
第一是在诗篇九十七到一百零五篇。
Oh, how I love your law. I meditate on it all day long. Your commands make me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more insight than all my teachers, for I meditate on your statutes. I have more understanding than the elders, for I obey your precepts.I have kept my feet from every evil path, so that I might obey your word. I have not departed from your laws, for you yourself have taught me. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. I gain understanding from your precepts. Therefore, I hate every wrong path. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path.
我何等爱慕你的律法，终日不住的思想，你的命令常存在我的心里，使我比仇敌有智慧。你比我的师父更通达，因我思想你的律法，我比年长的更明白。我守了你的训词，你禁止我走一切的邪路，为要遵守你的话。我没有偏离你的典章，因你教训了我。你的言语何等甘美，在我的口中比蜜更甜。我借着你的训词得以明白，所以我恨一切的假道。你的话是我脚前的光，脚前的灯，路上的光。
And now a passage from the New Testament, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 14 to 17.
现在是提摩太后书三章十四到十七节。
But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have become convinced of, because you know those from whom you learned it, and how from infancy you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correction, and training in righteousness,so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work.
但你所学习的，所确信的，要存在心里，因为你知道是跟谁学的，并且知道你是从小明白圣经，这圣经能使你因信耶稣基督有得救的智慧。圣经都是神所默示的，以教训读者使人归正，教导人学习都是有益的，叫属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。
Do you want to be a success in this life?
你希望在人生中成功吗？
You must first choose the truest definition of success and then pursue it.
你要选择正确的成功的定义，然后去追求它。
Focus on becoming more like Jesus.
注重要更像耶稣。
And to succeed at becoming more like Jesus, make your bed every morning and read your Bible every day.
为了成功的可以更像耶稣，每天早上起来铺好你的床，而且每天去读圣经。
If you can overcome your excuses and succeed at these activities, many of the subsequent challenges or obstacles you will face in this life will be more easily overcome.
如果你能克服你的借口，在这些行为上成功的话，其他更多的挑战或者障碍，你都可以克服。
You can discipline yourself to move from one success to another success to another success in life.
你可以训练自己在人生中从一个成功到下一个成功，再到下一个成功。
And so, go home and make your bed.
现在你可以回家去把床铺好。
And go home and read your Bible.
回家的时候读圣经。
And do the same again tomorrow morning and every morning.
明天早上也要做同样的事，每一天的早上。
Pastor Samson, would you now lead us in the celebration of communion?